This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 11th of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Fisher, German Bight, Dover, White, Portland, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Viking 976 expected just west of Norway 980 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, cyclonic, becoming northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. North Atsira, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming westerly 5 to 7 later. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. South Atsira, westerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7. Thundery rain, moderate or poor. Forties, Cromarty, westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in forties, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, west or northwest 5 to 7, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, westerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, west 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and east, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul, northerly or northwesterly becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in east. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first in east. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 except in far west. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by north 6, slight rain, 16 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest 3, slight rain, 32 miles, 1000, now falling. Lerwick, northwest 5, slight rain, 8 miles, 988, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west by north 4, slight drizzle, 15 miles, 995, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west by north 4, 13 miles, 997, now falling. Lookers, west-southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 999, falling slowly. Boomer, west by south 3, 30 miles, 1000, now falling. Bridlington, west 3, 1002, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 7, 2 miles, 1005. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1007. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1008, rising. Jersey, west 6, rain, 3 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Silly Automatic, Northwest 5, 9 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, Northwest by West 4, 24 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Aberporth, Northwest by West 6, 24 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Valley, Northwest by West 5, recent rain, 16 miles, 1008, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, Northwest by West 6, 13 miles, 1006, rising more slowly. Valencia, Northwest 4, 13 miles, 1016, now falling. Ronaldsway, West by North 5, 16 miles, 1006, now falling. Malin Head, West-Northwest 7, recent rain, 9 miles, 1006, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, Northwest by West 5, recent precipitation, 8 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 10th of September. The general situation: a deep area of low pressure near to the west of Norway will slowly fill and drift northwards over the next few days. This low will bring an unsettled period of weather and a strong west to northwesterly flow to the United Kingdom, with gales in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first near Rattray Head. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 5 to 7, squally showers, mainly good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later. Showers, mainly good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwest 4 to 6, showers, mainly good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or northwest 5 to 7, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, west or northwest 5 to 7, showers, moderate or good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 and north. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times in west. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, Shetland Isles, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in south and east. Rain or squally showers, perhaps thundery at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. That completes the shipping bulletin and brings us to the end of our schedule of programmes. As always, we'll be switching over to the BBC World Service here on this frequency shortly until Radio 4 opens up again at 20 past 5 with the latest shipping forecast and news briefing with Caroline Nichols. If you're staying up a touch longer and are keen to catch the US presidential debate, it gets underway in around an hour from now and we'll be broadcasting it live on BBC Radio 5 Live. Again, that's from 2 o'clock in the morning. Between now and then, there is something of an American connection on Radio 3, right now on Through the Night. If you switch over, you'll hear Gershwin's Piano Concerto in F. And at 20 to 2, we'll be hearing his very famous work, An American in Paris, something to get us in the mood for the debate, perhaps. And just finally, if you're following US politics at the moment, a reminder that in the morning on Radio 4, Gabriel Gatehouse will be back with the first in a new series of The Coming Storm, in which he explores the conspiracy theories winning over some Americans and the strain the country's democracy is under. That's The Coming Storm at 9:30 in the morning, and there is a whole first series of that right now on BBC Sounds. That's about all for now. Thanks for listening. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. From me, Tom Sanders in the newsroom, and indeed the whole team, do have a calm and a peaceful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, all eyes are on the US election as the main candidates, Messrs. Trump and Harris, are squaring up for the first and possibly their only face-to-face TV debate.
I think her opportunity is to show that she is presidential, and I think that will be her one necessity of it. And I think he will probably do a good job in his own style of doing that. It'll be fascinating to watch.
Also on the show, anti-mobile phone technology. Is the world finally pushing back against the tyranny of the smartphone? Also, in the soup, Campbell's drops the liquid label for which it became a household name. That's after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are making final preparations ahead of their televised US presidential election debate in Philadelphia shortly. Opinion polls currently have them neck and neck in several swing states. Joe Biden says he's spoken to the vice president and said she seems calm, cool and collected. He did not reveal what advice he had given her. Tom Bateman reports from Philadelphia.
This will be the first time Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have faced each other since she entered the race. Ms. Harris has spent days holed up in a Pittsburgh hotel prepping with her closest aides, while Mr. Trump's team says he has taken a less formal approach, revising his own policies with his advisers. He is likely to try to focus on the vice president's record, aiming to portray her as dangerously liberal and link her to each of what he'll characterize as the failings of the Biden administration, while she is expected to try to play on her role as a former prosecutor, marginalizing Mr. Trump as unserious and ill-equipped for office, but also as toxically dangerous in his quest for power.
President Biden has hinted at Washington authorizing Ukraine to use US long-range missiles against Russia. More details from Olivia Noon.
Speaking to reporters outside the White House, Joe Biden was asked if restrictions on Ukraine using long-range missiles would be lifted. The president replied that he was working that out. So far, Washington has been reluctant to supply or allow the use of weapons that could strike targets deep within Russia for fear that it could lead to a further escalation in the conflict. Other countries have allowed their weapons to be used, but with strict restrictions. If the US changes its policy, it would fulfill repeated requests by Kyiv, where officials say they've been fighting with their hands tied. Mr. Biden's comments came on the same day that new sanctions were announced on Iran for supplying